Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee, Corporate at Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Pass the baby Tone.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Woo! Nice digs, Tony Dog.
We have the new studio.
Hell yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Looks good.
Does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, hell of a job in there, lad.
In the back, we got Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
A little too close for Bruce.
Bruce is in the fishbowl. Mitt Otter back there. How you doing, pal?
Hey, we're doing great, Tony.
You could also shoot you guys probably through the window.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. That's the one.
That's where Nikki skates and everybody will come in and fucking give out their information. Okay, so I'm right here. This was the opening, which is, I mean, it's pretty nice. I might go solo with this every once in a while, man. I don't know. Let me talk to Gumpy, though. Pal, World Cup is well underway.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. still up 1-0, I could see out there. I mean, typical fashion, they played fucking unbelievable in the first half. Are they just sitting on it in the second half?
I don't think they're sitting on it. I think Wales is just coming on, to be honest. Like, Wales is better than what they showed in the first half, but you guys were fucking hot out of the gates in the first half. Like, I haven't seen the States play like that in quite some time.
Fucking hot out the gate. Pulisic slid it through to Wea. Fucking easy, easy. Did you think England was going to have that easy of a time this morning with Iran?
No, because first game, was it last World Cup? Argentina only beat Iran 1-0 first game. I thought they were going to win, but 6 goals is something. And Jude Bellingham is something, dude. No.
Oh no.
No.
Wales.
Oh no.
No.
Fucking was it Bale on a? I see Bale. Was it on a penalty?
No. Is it Bale?
Oh no. Oh okay. Oh, no. Yeah, Bale got fucking tackled in the box.
Penalty?
Yeah.
Who's taking it?
Fucking Bale. He already made it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
He fucking slotted it too.
Same side as the keeper.
Yeah.
You're all right. You just can't lose. You can't lose.
I know.
This game.
I know you didn't.
You wanted to win it because you had it, but you can't lose this game. You can't take the point. Fucking smack Iran.
Yeah, you're right. You got to get. Essentially,
you guys will hang with England on Friday, man. That's gonna be a fucking game.
Essentially, you have to.
If you nick a point there,
correct.
Right?
You got to get a point against England. You got to get a point against Wales, and then beat Iran.
USA has never not qualified for the knockout stage when they've gotten a point in the first game. So you're still all right.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah, but. I think with England, Tony, and a lot of people are not going to talk about it because a lot of people wanted Southgate gone and this and that. Him sticking by guys that haven't looked good at the club level. Think about guys like Harry Maguire and Sterling, who's looked bad for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Those guys also want to prove him right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's my kind of takeaway from this morning. And Saka looked unreal. Jude Bellingham starting was huge. I think England fans would have been mad if he trotted out the exact same squad that started at the Euros.
Yeah.
I think Jude Bellingham in there instead of Calvin Phillips was a good move.
Well, and congrats to you also on Ecuador, I believe was your first pick yesterday. I mean, I thought that was a ballsy pick because who knows how much money they got offered
they
by fucking Qatari officials.
They tried. Qatar's bad, dude. Like, that's a bad team.
Brucey Bruce.
Their fucking goalie was out. For a hot dog.
Look at Brucey Bruce. How's life back there?
It's good, man. Getting used to the new. I'm muted. Yeah, just getting used to this new board and setup back here, but it's good. I needed a fresh start. I got my ass kicked this weekend. The unit control wasn't there. I need a fresh start. Blank canvas. Start anew, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
I got a FaceTime from Bruce Saturday night. He said, "Is it fucking Utah or Oregon?"
Bruce, you're. I mean, thank you, everybody. This is our first day in the new studio. Thank you to, obviously, Pat for giving us a fucking studio. It's awesome. Making this our home. We will improve on it every single day. We were literally doing mic checks and stuff like that right before the show. So if you have a problem with the audio or anything like that, it will get better every single day. And we appreciate you always for listening and watching. How was everyone else's weekend? Big bounce back weekend for me in college football. I believe I was 8-4. Pal, how'd you do on the week? I think 5-4-2 on NFL. Had a tough beat with the Jets plus 3.5. Literally the only way that I could have lost that bet was a fucking special teams touchdown, and that happened. And then the Chiefs not covering the late night game were my two losses yesterday. Pal, how'd you do?
College was 7-6, kind of just even Steven there. And then 4-5 yesterday, started 4-2, and then lost the last three with the Vikings, the Chiefs, and the Steelers. I thought the Steelers fucking were at least going to cover the way they were going, man.
If you
that game changed fast. Their defense was cooking. I thought it was a good I think as if I was a Steelers fan, like I'd take some good things away from that game.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have told me they were going to score 30 points and would have got two interceptions, I would have said, how much did we win by? But like they couldn't get it all together. Like, it was either defense was fucking up and get the secondary got absolutely fucking torched, or it was the offense would do something good and get penalty and take you out of field goal range and stuff like that. But no, Pickett to Pickens, future looks good there. College football, I'm going to roll through some of it right now. Georgia's 16-6. Like, Mate, you were on the fucking dogs, right?
So was I.
Yeah, I had them at
he muted himself.
16 and a half. Was it 22 and a half?
You muted yourself. You're talking
22 and a half. I admit.
22 and a half. I cannot figure out this mute button. It doesn't have a green or red light on it, so it's very confusing.
Well, can you hear yourself in your headset or not?
I fucking love it.
Matt, you're muted again. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Matt, you're muted again. You're still muted.
I didn't even click the button that time.
Matt, stop talking. He's muted.
Are you guys fucking with me? What are you
no.
doing?
Was his mic muted?
No. Yeah, I know. Is it on now?
No.
Is it on now?
No. Do you have to hold it in?
Now it doesn't work.
Do you have to hold it in?
Now it just doesn't work because I clicked it 7 times.
we'll have to work on, man. 16-6. You had Georgia, pal.
Yeah, wasn't pretty.
Ohio State wasn't pretty. TCU wasn't pretty. Michigan wasn't pretty. Obviously, fucking Tennessee lost. It was a wild weekend. My
USC UCLA was the fucking game of the day, dude.
It was
a fucking banger.
48-45 was awesome. Fade Miami. Operation Fade Miami was obviously good. What else did we have here? LSU.
UNC. What the fuck? They would have been close to the playoff, dude.
They're up 17-0.
Did you see the ball the guy dropped on fourth down, too, to win it?
No. And you had a backup.
3 minutes left.
You had a backup quarterback for Georgia Tech. Not backup. Third-string quarterback and fourth-string quarterback for Georgia Tech.
That was like my favorite pick of the day, too.
Bo Nix played.
He was. So did you see what happened in that game?
Yeah.
So it goes to -1 Oregon right before the game. They're up 17-3, come out the second half with the backup, try to do some fucking trick play. I was like, what?
They did it again. It's what they did the week before. Look how mad Mitt is. Can you put your camera on yourself, dude?
He's still muted?
Yeah. Just yell at Bruce's mic.
Yeah. We think Mitt's mic just took a shit, actually.
Quit trying to talk into it.
The backwards fucking pinwheel hat might be the best part of it all.
What's going on in the U.S. game? 1-1 still, 89th minute. I can't tell what's going on. What else in college football? Like we said, Penn State fucking dominated.
Arkansas fucking dominated Ole Miss, K-State with the cover. Both of my ones that I thought were going to lose, the K-State, Oregon State, 7.5, so they both covered. Navy outright.
Yeah,
that was a fun one. Oklahoma over OK State.
They almost they had so many chances to backdoor that 7.5.
Louisville, even without what's his name?
Malik Cunningham.
Texas A&M is fully dead. How about the hazmat UMass cover? Not a bad little day in college football. NFL. Bengals Steelers, we talked about Falcons over the Bears. Were you guys on? You were on the Bears, right, pal?
No, I wasn't.
Bruce?
I backed off because fucking Field said he was tired.
Yeah, that was a push when I needed to win.
Again with the Bears?
Yeah.
Get with the Bears. Bills, 7.5, right? Everyone got him at 7.5?
I can't believe Stefanski didn't go for it for two there at the end. I mean, I thought for sure he was going to fuck us.
So did I. Eagles sneak one away. Colts cover there, obviously. Jets, Pats, fucking are you done with the Rams?
Yeah. What's his name came in and almost got us to cover, but he stumbled.
Are you done with the Rams, though?
I mean, I haven't really been on the Rams. I just thought this might be a good spot for them. But it appears the Saints might be half decent at football again.
The Lions, Giants, we talked about it. We knew that line was going to be
Bruce. Awesome.
Bruce.
Yeah, we laid an egg.
You're muted now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
There you go. Check.
You're muted again now. Did both macro backroom mics die?
Oh, Bruce.
Is mine on?
Yeah,
you're good. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Let's go. Wait. Hey.
Mitch is Jack, Bruce.
Yeah, we just switched.
Wait, so Mitch's back. Bruce is gone. Wait, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm so back.
Bruce, talking to your mic now.
Check.
Yeah, you're back. All right, back room's back.
We're back.
Back room is so back. By the way, Tony, I clean sweep the 1 o'clock slate as you were talking about.
That.
Let's fucking go. And then I stayed away from the Bills. And then I had a great bet on the Cowboys. Lost Sunday night, but whatever. We had a fucking awesome weekend. I am so happy. Let's go.
You and I were both on the boys.
Yeah, we were.
Go ahead, Gumpy. Ask your question to Bruce, though.
What happened to us, Bruce?
I mean, it was bound to happen. The defense has kind of been carrying the offense, and, you know, they got banged up and just kind of broke open. Sad scenes.
On the plus side, the Bills opened at 10 and are now -8.5 on Thanksgiving against the Lions.
So you're saying take the Bills?
Yeah. Unless you believe.
Okay. Let's talk about tonight. 9.5 is the line. Colt McCoy is the starter for the Cardinals. It's playing at Estadio Azteca in Mexico. Do you have a feel for this one? 9.5 is a lot.
No, because you know what it feels like? It feels like last week when we took the fucking Niners, Tone.
Is Mexico City or is Estadio Azteca in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a weather report earlier that
ooh.
Some there might fog? Be some. I know Zito sent. Did you say fog?
Yeah, I don't know. They're up high.
Fog.
No.
Mexico fog.
There's 80% chance of rain today, like during the day. Let me see what the hourly is.
So here's a hot stat for you, Tony.
Tonight, not as much, but I don't know how that field handles. Yeah.
Since 2005, regular season neutral site favorites of 7 or more points, 8-3-1 ATS.
Okay.
Take with that what you will.
I think I'm just going to blindly take the under. And by blind, I don't mean blindly. I just don't see the Cardinals offense scoring a lot against the 49ers D down there. And then I don't know. You'll get the 49ers rushing, and they'll chew time off the clock. I'm going to go under, 43.5 tonight.
You know what I wanted to do, Tony? I thought I could even get this at, like, maybe -150. Niners double result.
Oh.
It's fucking -190. Ugh. So, this feels like what we laid with the Niners against the fucking Chargers last Sunday, right?
Yes. I'm going to go.
I like the cards with fucking Colt McCoy.
Are you going to take the 9.5?
No, I'm with you. Give me the fucking under. Fuck it.
Bruce?
I'll do it. I'm taking the Cardinals tonight. I just think Colt will be able to hang around. On the prop side, I like Brandon Ayuk tonight. I think he'll go 50-plus and get in the end zone. He's plus either 190 or 160.
When I was looking at it, and I'll pull it up, when I was looking at the matchup stats for tonight, the biggest matchup that was – how do I want to say this?
Caught your eye?
Yes. Thank you, pal. San Francisco's number 4 in yards per pass. Arizona's 20th in yards per pass. So that was like the biggest discrepancy, I should say. So I was trying to decide which Niners receiver I wanted to go with, or tight end with Kittle, or did I want to take a Jimmy over, which I'd never really want to do because who knows. I don't know. I just decided on going with primetime unders because you know how they've been this year.
Feels like a game they feed fucking Kittle, doesn't it?
Yeah, because he had one catch last game?
If you Niners to win between 1 and 13 points is plus 145.
Okay.
Well, I kind of do like that because what I was thinking, Tony, to your Kittle point, his whole season basically like – this year just really hasn't done much on
love that camera shot.
The like actual like catching the ball, but he just blocks really well. He'll get good fucking I'm getting off this one.
Now did you see what happened? Fucking Bruce thought whatever was on his phone was on the camera, so well, he turned his camera. He turned his phone.
It's pointed as if
I thought that too. I did think that too. I know.
We can do live face IDs.
I also got a bit of a flyer here, and it's not a QB touchdown, although I'd love to see Jimmy get in. I think Kittle to get two TDs at plus 1,200 is something.
Okay.
Feels like a game for him, like Mitt said.
You know why I also don't want to take the Cardinals is D-Hop's been questionable all week long, and you know how that goes. Like, he's going to play, but one slip on that fucking field tonight, and he's out for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm on the under.
Me too.
See, I was all over this morning when I was taking my grumpy. I was looking at it. I was like, all right, we got Cardinals plus 10. We got Colt McCoy slinging the pill. I was like, all right, I don't really want to watch this game, but I'm going to. I was going to die with the 10 points. Then it went to 9.5. Now I don't really know what to do. I think I'm just going to end up saying, fuck it. I'm sticking with my gut. I'm buying the point or the half point, I guess. And we're just going to lay it. I think it's at 120. It'll probably be 125 Cardinals plus 10.
Okay.
Baby, Matt.
And Bruce.
Cardinals plus the 10. Ayuk to score and 50 plus.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. Let's go.
There you go, Bruce.
Here we go.
Okay. I was trying to see if I wanted to take anything else, but I'm good. Gumpy, you want to do – what do you have for World Cup tomorrow? Anything?
Ha. We got a fucking 2 a.m. match
really?
On the West Coast tomorrow, lads.
Oh,
so, yeah, you'll be 5 a.m. for you, Tony. You'd be up
fucking
being Papa Bear. the lines tomorrow are absurd. So there's 4 games. What I'm going to do, the one play I have on its own is the 11 o'clock Eastern tip. Jeez, soccer lad. Poland, draw no bet against Mexico is minus 130.
Okay.
Poland. Yeah. I like Lewandowski. I think they're better than Mexico. I don't think Mexico should be favored here. So give me Poland. And then for the other 3, we're going with the favorites. Favorites have been winning so far. A 3-way money line parlay. France, Denmark, Argentina. 3-way money line plus 110, everybody.
Okay. Mitt.
Tony. Hello.
Oh, shit. Good afternoon.
Why did I go here? Because I'm getting a better heat wave from this direction.
Oh, no. It's to get cold in there, too.
Yeah, it gets really, really cold in here. But if I look this way, things feel a little bit better. Did you feel that, Bruce?
Yeah, it is absolutely freezing back here, boys.
Thank you, Skates. How are we?
How are we doing? Does this thing work?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Does
Looks
it sound
like
weird
you just
anyway?
Pulled up to the bar.
Yeah, it does.
Get
I am, I am saddled up at the high top. Right. Yeah, let me get a whiskey on rocks over here, please. A wide light.
Wide.
Hey, never forget Foxy's celebratory video yesterday wasn't with a Bud Light.
What was it with?
I don't even know. Some bottle of beer.
Oh, he's a booze bag. Probably just found whatever's laying around in the garage. Was it a Pachanga?
We gotta fix that.
What is it, real muffled?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what. I just turned your gain up a little and moved your levels down. Probably not the right thing to do.
No, good job trying, though, Bruce. We'll...
Think on your feet, Bruce.
Team.
No, I have to do it. Here, let me do it real quick, and then we'll get to the picks. You got something else you can get to while we're doing it?
Yeah, I can do college basketball.
All right, do college basketball tonight.
There's been some good fucking games popping off this morning already.
Best part about this is, you know, we do it live because, you know, that's just who we are. And that's how.
Good job, good effort.
That's how things
good,
go.
Good either way.
Bruce, switch him to you talking here so he can get a read on it.
Yeah.
First day in the studio. Yeah, this is.
Some live.
Oh, no. Now the hum's back, Nick.
I took the wall.
All right, college. You have college basketball tonight. Do you know what you have?
No college for me tonight. Just NBA.
No college.
That actually sounds pretty good now.
Yeah.
You decided not to do college today, though.
Yeah. I mean, when I
Bruce,
say
Bruce feels me, like Bruce feels like he's had a one better night moment in his
career. Oh, boys, I'm on like the now I got to live out the rest of my days like a schmuck. Where I'm just betting $10 a game for the rest of my life.
What happened?
Everything lost, man.
Life a week ago. Life a week ago was so good.
Every bet I even thought about taking lost.
But what did it cost?
Everything. It cost everything. Christmas, nothing.
Oh yeah, you're not good. So 1-1. Did it finish 1-1?
Yeah, it's a tie.
Did it?
Hey, thanks for the free bet back.
Yeah, we did get a free bet from FanDuel. I believe a lot of people in the office just took a draw because that was
the wise.
That's footy a lot of the time.
Wise angle.
How do you feel about his mic now, Nick? Your mic.
I think it's good.
Check, okay. Check. 1-2.
I think we could do NHL then. Or Gumby, run through your college basketball while he comes out here.
Yeah, I'll just rip him off quick for you here. I like Tulane money line against Nevada. I like Drexel money line against UT Arlington. I'll lay 3.5 with High Point against Central Michigan. Wyoming money line against Boston College. I'll lay 4.5 with Utah against Georgia Tech. Give me Bethune-Cookman.
Okay.
Getting 1.5 at Charleston Southern, maybe the matchup of the night. Florida Gulf Coast getting 2.5 at home against Northern Kentucky. Georgia Moneyline versus St. Joe's. Back on Marquette getting 3.5 versus Mississippi State. And Ohio State getting 4.5 at San Diego State. And finish me off at 10 p.m. with UNLV Moneyline.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck to you there, Skates.
Call has been good.
Okay, here we go. Round 2.
You sound good.
Thanks.
We got a good slate tonight, Nicky.
This is a great slate.
I love
this. This is a great slate.
Nicky? I love Bruce. I love Bruce's gun. Yeah, turn the gain up.
He took a stab at it.
I know how to do one solve, and that is turn up gain, turn down level, turn level up, turn gain down. That's it.
that was not the solve.
Wasn't it?
All right, let's start Oils at the Devils.
Going to the Rock, the Prudential Center in New Jersey. The Coils. Oh, Gumpy. Listen to this. They are on the second longest winning streak in franchise history. One more ties the record of 13 games. They will try and do that tonight when they take on the Coilers. The underdog in this matchup in the last 7 meetings is 5-2. Our guy Stu Skin is in net for the Coilers. Vitek Vanacek, 8-1 on the year. He's in net for the Devils. Give me the Coilers on an upset potential
no,
here
you son of a bitch.
As a dog on the road.
Okay.
Okay. Plus 130 on the money line.
Wow, do you have something different for that?
Yeah, if you know me, I fucking ride a train until it is fucking dead. Fucking devils are rolling. I'm sticking with them. Devils, money line.
Oh, here's a good one. Bees are at the Lightning.
Banger.
This is a very close game. We'll give you some stats behind it. The Bees won 6 straight games, 16 of 18 to start the season. It's the best start in franchise history. They either just tied or about to break an NHL record for most home wins to start a season. Tampa Bay's figured it out, though. Bolts have won 4 in a row, 6-2-1 at home. I'm not picking this game. But there is, my friend, someone who can.
Oh, really?
There is someone who will. There is someone who's ready to come out to play.
He always shows up, huh?
What?
Old Reliable, Old Faithful.
Mitt, make sure you're ready for this one.
What a shot.
Oh, that was the shot, Mitt.
Go ahead, Mitt. Cut to it. Not that. There it is. This one.
Tony, if you will.
The coin is a good coin. The coin is an honorable coin.
Wait,
maybe,
wait. The coin?
Maybe not as good as
the coin did a side quest for the Jets, didn't it?
Well,
a coin did. Allegedly.
Not the beloved coin.
Maybe not as an honorable good of a coin as that Jets coin, but this coin will try. -108 for the Bruins. -111 for the Lightning.
The Bruins, the away team, will be heads. The Lightning, the home team, will be tails. And the flip.
Bruins!
That's heads.
Yeah!
Go Bees.
Hell yeah!
Thanks, boys.
Hell yeah!
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bees!
Coin is spoken. Who did play with pick?
Bruins.
Bruins! On the road. Flames at the Flyers. Flames are $2.30 favorites.
Yeah, Flames had a tough start, 0-6-1, and then they figured it out a little bit. They're 3-1-0 in their past four. Philly, 6 or 7 game losing streak. They've lost 9 of their past 11, so they are on the schneid. Obviously, it's a big price to play for the Flames here. But if you're working parlays, maybe throw them in a parlay. I'm not picking it. But.
Isles are at the Leafs. Leafs are 176 favorites.
Isles have lost 2 in a row, but Matty Barzell is finally starting to score. As Gumpy knows, they lost to Texas Hockey the other night. Toronto. Toronto, Gumpy's Leafs, 6-1-3. That last number, what is that? That's an overtime loss. So they're playing some tight games there in their last 10. Give me the Isles on the road. I know Toronto's playing well. They're hot. They're a big favorite here. But I like the upset potential of the Isles. They play a little bit more structured game. They have the goaltending advantage, although Matt Murray's looked okay since coming back from injury. Give me the Isles as dogs on the road.
Okay. Caniacs, 20,000 of them are going on. I don't know if they're going on the road all the way up to fucking Winnipeg, but they maybe
are.
I don't fucking
know. No, they are. They travel well.
Okay.
Give me the
thanks, Bruce.
Give me the peg. Give me the Jets as home dogs. I don't like picking against the Caniacs. They've lost their last 2 in OT. They're probably hungry for a win. But Jets have won 8 of their last 11. They have a really good home record. They're great on home ice. They try and shut it down, play a little bit more conservative. Give me the Jets.
Do the Yotes still stink?
They do.
$2 dogs.
They've lost 3 straight, each by multiple goals. This is also their 7th straight in a 14-game road trip while they complete some renovations at the arena to make it a decent place to play. So staying away from this one.
Launcher at the Stars, pal.
What a banger this one is, huh? 2 fucking top dogs in the NHL.
Is fucking
Texas hockey money line.
Is Wiggles in net?
Who's playing, pal? Who's in net?
Wedgwood's in a bad spot, dude. He's on the fucking DL.
Well, they stretchered him off the ice like he was paralyzed. And then he's playing the next game. It was like, what happened here? Otters in net. Otters in net. 7-2-1 on the year against Georgiev. Give me the Stars 60-minute money line.
Sens are at the Sharks. Pretty even game here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I got confused there. Give me the Stars money line. I'm taking the Blues 60-minute money line. I think that's a bit later, but my notes are out of order, so let's just get that on record for the time being. Anaheim going to St. Louis. Give me the Blues 60-minute money line. Stars money line.
Yes. Did I skip that game? That's on me.
Did you?
Sens are at the Sharks.
Thought it was my fault. Erik Karlsson is hot. Yeah. He's so hot right now. He's good again. He's very good. He's the lone bright spot for a San Jose team that otherwise stinks. Ottawa also stinks. 2-8-1 in their past 11. Give me the Sharks at home. Erik Karlsson wants to show off what he can do now to his old squad.
I thought you were going to say, I thought for sure Karlsson was on sense.
Used to be. Plays for San Jose now. Had some injuries, banged up.
Oh, so it's a fucking Karlsson fucking revenge game.
It is. It's not the first time they played since he's been there, but... he's playing well. It's the first time he's played well since they've been there.
All right, final game of the night. Knights are -140 favorites at the Coovers.
What are you going to do here, lad?
Well,
I know you Coovers hate Vegas. Like
what?
I know you hate Vegas.
Yeah, Coovers looks like they might have found it. Demko might have found his skates. Give me Coovers +120 on the money line.
Oh, it's probably Demko going tonight. We don't know who's in net for Vegas yet. We're hoping it's Logie Thompson. Give me Vegas money line.
No.
Yeah.
Bruce, are you on that too?
What are we doing, dude? Fuck, give Coovers me the are back.
Coovers have won two in a row. They're heating up, but not exactly impressive wins. Give me the Knights.
Okay.
What?
Thank you, Nikki Skates. We
thank you, boys.
Your,
good luck.
We appreciate your work all around.
Yeah, thank you.
Seriously.
NBA, Otter, how do we feel about tonight?
You know what, Tony?
Change it to your camera.
You're right. My phone is somewhere in this building as we were getting ready, putting everything together. But I do have a couple plays that I can list off the top of my head.
Okay.
I know that I love the Warriors tonight. They're +6. There's no reason they should be even fucking underdogs. Steph Curry's going to win the MVP.
They're actually +10.5 now for you.
Oh, well, let's fucking go. That's an even better line for me. I love it. And then I also thought that I liked the Magic. Bruce, could you run me through a little bit of the slate? Maybe?
Magic is +6.5 against Pacers.
Yep.
Nope. I like the Pacers -6.5. That's what it was. That's why I was thinking about the Magic.
What about Hawks and Cavs? Cavs are -2.5.
I was going to take the Cavs -2.5 there. Tony, and I think I have one more pick.
Heat and T-Wolves, it's 9.5.
I hate both of those
Celtics
teams.
And Bulls, are the line is 6.
Ooh.
Knicks and Thunder, the line is 2.
Oh, that was the one. Knicks and Thunder. I love the Thunder money line here.
Oh,
I'm
Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce. You know that I like the Knicks when they're good at basketball. I also love Shy Gilly Alexander, and he's fucking pissed off and hates losing, so let's fucking go. They're going to be a shitty Knicks team.
First in NBA for you.
Yeah, I'm on the Cavaliers money line and the Pacers -6.5. Well said about the Knicks as well. They've been stinking it up, so that's a stay away from me.
Pal, any NBA for you?
No, thank you.
That baby. That baby. What? First day, I mean, we're going to get it all down.
I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better. Hand up.
Shout out to Dukes.
Shout out.
Cut here. What's shout that? Out to West Canyon Coyotes.
Nah, that one.
Thought maybe that was a fucking.
Shout out Permian Panthers.
Shout out
the Grey Cup Panthers. Champion Argos helmet.
Fucking shout out Chad Kelly.
Shout out RIP fucking Heinz Field.
The artist.
Swag Kelly, Grey Cup Champion.
Okay. Do we have anything else? Oh, yeah. Fucking Swag Kelly comes in and leads him to a
sweet.
Win.
They were dogs, dude. They were like 6-point dogs.
We have anything else?
He was looking like Slim Shady.
Always
yeah, does. It was a tough cut.
Anything else?
Nah, he's got a sick haircut.
That is all.
Do we have anything else?
I think that's it.
Nah.
Okay. Good first show, boys.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Looks good. Pal, you look good as always.
Good shot.
Thank you.
Good shot. Good shot.
There it is. All right. We will we'll be back tomorrow. Tuesday, we'll go over the NFL slate. Wednesday, we'll do the college football. Is Wednesday Picks Wednesday? Do we have a Picks Wednesday?
Picks Wednesday.
Picks Wednesday. Picks Wednesday.
Oh. Hey. Get your numbers set.
Fucking get your numbers in, boys. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.